invite Joy Naish to come and lead us in a reading, and then David will come and give us God's word for today.
The reading is the parable of the Good Samaritan. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "What is written in the law?" he replied. "How do you read it?" He answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." "You have answered correctly," Jesus replied. "Do this and you will live." But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" In reply, Jesus said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes. They beat him and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him. He bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. And then he put the man on his own donkey. He brought him to an inn and took care of him. The next day, he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. 'Look after him,' he said, 'and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have.' Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers?" The expert in the law replied, "Well, the one who had mercy on him." Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise."
Thank you very much to everybody who's taken part in the service so far. So how has the last year been for you? And how about your community and your neighbourhood? It seems a long time ago now, but did you clap on your doorsteps on Thursday evenings at 8 o'clock in recognition of our NHS heroes, for people like Kate? Good. Now, as well as clapping in our road, we had horns being honked, we had bells being rung, and my favourite from a suitably unmusical individual. Did you have the saucers being banged? For us in our road, as well as appreciating the NHS, it was a great opportunity for us to actually see each other and speak with each other. It was quite a highlight. After the clapping and the banging, we actually then had a bit of a, not a street party, but an opportunity just to catch up with each other. And I think it's brought us closer together as a road. And it's made me think more about my neighbours. Who are my neighbours? Who are our neighbours? Those living next door to us? Or is it perhaps something more than that? Let me tell you a story that Jesus told in answer to the question, "Who is my neighbour?" We've heard it read already this morning, but I'm going to tell it in my own words. And as I do so, please do try and enter into the story. Try to imagine the characters. Try to imagine the scene. Think about the feelings and emotions as the story unfolds. So if you can, try and engage with the story on an emotional level. So there's this man, and he's going to have to travel from Jerusalem down to Jericho, and that's quite a long way. It's about 17 miles. So it's a long way to go, and this isn't any ordinary road. This is a dangerous road. It's very steep, it's very windy, and there have been reports that people have been attacked when they've been going down this particular road from Jerusalem to Jericho. Anyhow, the man sets off, and he walks along this road. And as he's walking, suddenly from behind him or around him, he suddenly gets attacked by a group of robbers. They come and they beat him up. They take his possessions. They strip him of his clothes and they just disappear out of sight so quickly. And they leave this man half dead at the side of the road. Fortunately, along comes a priest, a godly man. And he actually is taking this road from Jerusalem down to Jericho, and he comes along and he comes to the place where this man is lying at the side of the road, half dead. And he stops and he looks at him. But then he walks by on the other side. Then a Levite comes along. Now, a Levite's a respectable individual. He also is taking that road from Jerusalem down to Jericho. And as he's walking, he comes to that spot where the man is lying in the road, half dead. He also stops. He looks at the individual, but he too passes by on the other side of the road. Then a Samaritan comes along. A little time later, the Samaritans were hated by the Jews. And he comes along, he's on this same path, and he gets to the point where he saw this man half dead in the ditch next to the road. But he stops. He has compassion on him. And he goes over to the man and he kneels down next to him and he cares for him. He binds up his wounds. He looks after him and he very gently and carefully carries him and lifts him up and he puts him on his donkey. And he takes him to the nearest inn where he continues to take care of him. The following day, the Samaritan has to continue his business, but he gives the innkeeper money so that the man can continue to be cared for. So a dramatic story, a very short story, but it's got shock, it's got challenge, perceptions being shattered about who would help or who wouldn't. Now, as you listen to the story, maybe you've got lots of questions. Why was the guy beaten up? Well, we don't really know. But I think we're all very aware in this world that sometimes bad things just happen. So maybe he was in the wrong place at the wrong time. Why the first two people had two people came, but they left him. They passed by on the other side of the road. Why was that? Maybe it was inconvenient. It was an unwelcome interruption to what they were doing. They didn't want to get involved. Or possibly they were scared, and probably rightly so. This was a dangerous road. And they possibly thought, what will happen to me if I stop and help? But then along comes a Samaritan. He's the unlikely hero in our story. He had compassion. He had pity. He cared for this man. He had courage. He had determination, resourcefulness, and he acted promptly. He took the harder route, not the easy way out. He was prepared to be interrupted. He was prepared to get involved and do something about the situation. As Shane Claiborne put it, his thought was not, what will happen to me if I stop and help? But rather, what will happen to the person in the ditch if I don't stop? Now, even though the Samaritan didn't know who the person was, their life mattered to him. He was his neighbor. What was the outcome? Well, the man survived. We don't know how the man felt. We don't know how long it took him to recover. We don't know whether he's even able to say thank you to the Samaritan who helped him. There's lots of things in that story that we're not told. But perhaps as we try and enter into that story ourselves, is there something that's speaking to us. What would you have done? What would I have done? Is it speaking to me about my prejudice? About my lack of action? To me wanting an easy, simple life without hassle? Do I want an interruption-free life, even when someone else is suffering? Now, I find it to be a really challenging story, one that forces me to become part of that story. And as we've read that story and listened to it a couple of times now, how does it apply to what we've been talking about this morning? Who is my neighbour? Who can I help? Well, there are lots of people struggling at the moment, aren't there, with the consequences of COVID. Now, Kate shared earlier about the struggles that many are going through, whether it's through loneliness, through isolation, missing family and friends, not feeling well. But then she spoke about the impact that that Good Samaritan had on that couple. What an impact that Samaritan had on their life. And there may be individuals or families that you know of who are struggling. Perhaps you're struggling yourself. But are you being a good neighbour? Could you or could I be a good Samaritan to them? Now, I'm sure, probably like me, and you've received lots of emails from friends. I've received lots of emails from individual missionaries and missionary organisations and some more local organisations, Christian organisations. And they've shared some very inspiring stories and challenging stories as they're seeking to bring hope and light and the love of Jesus to their different communities. They're being neighbours in their communities. And to those of you who tuned in to the Baptist Assembly, I think it was 2 weeks ago now, we heard about the amazing work, but also the challenges that are facing BMS World Mission. And that's something that we all support as part of the church family here at FBC, and we prayed for Paul and Sarah Brown, who we also support, who are working out in Thailand at the moment. We are part of a big church family. Karen and I have friends who are serving in Indonesia. Others of you as well have many. There's Matthew and Preethi. They have family and friends in India. Peter and Fleur are involved with a child promotion school in Uganda. John and Gladys Bell have family and neighbours and friends in Botswana. John Haslam and Duncan Matheson have friends serving their neighbourhoods in India. Oki and Gloria have family and friends in Nigeria. Albert works with refugee communities. Grace has friends in Japan. And many others of you have family and friends in other places all around the world. People who care, who are being good neighbours in their communities, wherever they may be. The world is vast. It's huge. I love looking at maps. And those of you who have seen me on Zoom calls, actually in my office, I've got this map behind me. It's just one of these scratch maps where you can scratch out where you've been. But it just amazes me how vast our world is, yet in some ways how small it is that we can have connections with people all around the world, as we as a church have connections with people all around the world. God loves the world, and he loves the people in it. Are these people our neighbours too? Tear Fund this year have a COVID-specific appeal fund, the aim of which is getting vaccines and equipping churches and church leaders to support many of the most vulnerable communities around the world. They're being challenged to make an impact in more than 50 countries to support those with emergency food and hygiene supplies. As Finney Baptist Church, that's us, we have a missions appeal twice a year. And we would like to make the Tear Fund Recovery Together appeal the focus of our church's June appeal. It's an opportunity for us to give and provide financial support in such great need, especially at this time of global crisis, to our neighbours. To our neighbours. These are our neighbours on a global scale. For many, getting help from Tear Fund is the beginning of the road for recovery. So during the month of June, there'll be an opportunity to give to this appeal each week. The details have been sent out in the notice sheet, so please do read that. But no donations can be given directly to our FBC account using the reference Tear Fund appeal. Alternatively, envelopes will be available in the church foyer. And if you make out checks payable to Finley Baptist Church, money will be sent to Tear Fund. As always, anything that you could give will be very much and greatly appreciated by our neighbours around the world. So as we go back to our story of the Good Samaritan, it was told in answer to the question, who is my neighbour? The Samaritan was prepared to be involved, to be interrupted. He had mercy, he had compassion, and he cared for that man. For a man he didn't know, who was left for dead. And Jesus says, go and do likewise. Who is my neighbour? For those of you in the building, look around. Look around at each other. These are your neighbours. And we can look outside as well. For those of you at home, please look outside your windows. Look up and down the streets where you live. They are your neighbours. And for all of us, perhaps we can look at this map. We can look at the world. These people in this world, they are your neighbours. Now, as I reflect on the story of the Good Samaritan and make it personal, the question for me perhaps changes from who is my neighbour and becomes what type of neighbour am I? And maybe for you, what type of neighbour are you?